your time then, Paddy, wasn't really that long, because when you came in, the factory was or the mills were closing down. What happened? I mean, were you were both affected, obviously, by the
Well, I was still working. Yes. No, I was left before it actually completely closed. I left in 71. Well, I left when we got married in 69. I went back then, and then I was just expecting my first baby, and then I really handed in my notice. And then they got short in the office. Another boss got sick or something, and he asked me to come back. That time you didn't go back with a child. But anyway, I went back for a half day, and he said, you can bring the rest of the work home with you and do with you at home. Unbelievable at the time, but they were, you know, really badly stuck. So I stayed there then until, I suppose 72 was when I finished up completely. And and when I went back, I remember it was one thing that stood out in my mind. We had been doing all the bonuses at that stage, and I went in, Casey, we used to call him, Mr. Casey was his name, with Casey, we always said. And I said, the fitters are getting bonuses. I said, it's doomed. I even said it to him on the day, it's doomed. And he said, yeah, I think so. Because the fitters were not
productive.
They weren't production staff. Yeah.
Well, you obviously know that, Tommy.
Yeah.
Well, so I could see that firsthand when I was working with a contractor, you know.
So they had it in their power to really say if the machines were ready to go on Monday or they weren't ready to go on Monday. You know, there was a lot of, not blackmail, that's not the word for it. What would you call it at the time? By the unions and that, you know, they were starting to hammer home their...
Militant, I suppose. In many Can I ask you now, in hindsight, just looking back at all of this, did you feel that it was the bad management that actually was a big factor in all of this?
No, I couldn't say that. I certainly couldn't say it was bad management.
In bringing the factory down?
Down. I couldn't say it was that. It was, well, I think the biggest thing, if I can remember rightly, was the dollar. There was something about the dollar at the time. It was really crucifying them as regards their trading. It was definitely the rate of exchange was synonymous in, I think, buying the raw pulp, was it?
Can I suggest to you that maybe it was the unions, it was the shop floor assistants, it was the...
Well, they began to get powerful in the mill.
The combination of the unions and the demands for bonuses, plus the Scandinavian countries were just too efficient for us, really.
But yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right.
So the continual...
We weren't competitive enough, would be.
But so the continuous demand for bonuses, which is a very good point, you know, that would have been a crippling factor.
It was. Because, and they based it, I think, on the paper makers, because you couldn't work out a fitter's bonus. Yes. But they got...
I could.
Yeah, so could I.
Yeah. there was too much coming on then.
Yeah.
Increases in wages, bonuses, everything that was considered to be available, they wanted. Yeah.
So there was more money going out than there was actually coming in at that stage.
We're
looking at the photograph of the mills, which is over there beside you.
59.
Wait, that was 59.
Yes.
Now, Mary, where did you work there? Could you point out exactly where it was you were working?
It was two standards office because we got moved down to the new section.
There was a big staff there.
There was, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it's just fascinating to you know all. So in fact, where you were working, you wouldn't have seen much of Paddy here, would you?
No, not necessarily. But I would have. You see, this is how I met him. I had to get to my office, shall we say. We had to, at one stage, walk right down through where the paper was being made. And you were working further beyond that, and I'd see him every morning when I was walking to the office.
Well, eventually nabbed her. Plucked off enough courage.
So that
I
was
think she
it,
had
yeah.
despaired of me altogether.
No. I would have had an awful lot to do with it. Every section yeah. of the workforce.
I see.
On the floor. Yeah.
Didn't you do the? Sorry for interrupting. Didn't you do the power thing as well?
Oh yeah, Well, that's when
the mill produced their own
office,
electricity and
yeah.
supplied it to the grid as well.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mr. Casey, the boss, and his assistant, Peter Sherald. Peter died in 69, wasn't it, I think? Yeah, 68, 69. And Mr. Casey got sick. Now, here we were with an office with the two bosses gone. And the fuel and power report were the business of Mr. Casey and Peter Fitzgerald, that was their area of doing it. Now, I had an input into it because I was over where taking the readings and the electricity and the fuel and everything else like that, and had an idea of how to calculate it. But I had to turn around and work backwards to try, because this had to be on Mr. Cusick's desk on a Monday morning. The fuel and power report to know where the money was going to. And I stayed the whole weekend. This is what you're talking about. And I calculated it as best I could anyway. And I got a phone call on the Monday morning around about lunchtime or something. Mr. Cusick, here's the fuel and power report. And I said, have you not got it yet? I was after working so hard, I didn't get it. I said, I didn't course at the time. I said, I left it in Mr. O'Neill's office because he signed off on it, you know. And he just started to laugh. He said, Mary, you want anything done, do it yourself. Yeah, but he got his fuel and power report after my whole weekend, you know. But those were little things that we did,
yeah.
You know. For the sake of the mill.
Oh, yes, over and above our duty.
And there was no extra money then for that?
No.
Well, yeah, it's amazing, your dedication and your...
yeah.
And your loyalty to the company.
Yes.
When you talk about power, did you sometimes... I mean, if you had electricity breakdown from the main grid, what would happen?
They had a backup. I think they had a backup system, though, hadn't they, to keep some things going?
Yeah.
As far as I can remember, yeah. I don't think it ever shut down because of.
No, they. Am I not right in saying, Danny, that they produced all their own power? But they produced a lot of it.
But when Mary, you were saying that you were in charge of the readings, getting the power. Was there much power being used coming in?
I couldn't tell you because I, you know, as I said, yeah, I only had to do it in that short space of time while there was nobody else to do it. So just as long as I got the figures right, it didn't sink in.
I would say the consumption of electricity was massive.
It must have been.
The size of the machinery, it's...
And logistically, how did you do that? I know it's a long time ago now, but how did you manage to do all that?
To do the calculation.
Yeah.
I got an old fuel and power report where the calculations were done, and I worked it back. I had to figure out how they got the figures up. But I had the answers on the old ones, so I worked and worked and worked until I realised what calculations they used.
Go away.
Yeah.
and were they... I know for somebody who knows absolutely nothing about this, could you
they were fairly complicated, but now I couldn't even tell you, make a hazard at how they worked it out, you know, multiplied this by that and the other. But looking at them, I never did it before, but I had an idea. It was very sketchy idea. But
back in the 60s, there were no calculators as such.
We had these big ones.
The adding machines.
The adding machines. Yeah.
The slide rule.
And the slide rule, yeah. We used to have to use the slide rule.
Did you?
Yeah. I have a slide rule here now. You like to see one. Did you ever see what it was like? Yeah.
No, I've never seen one of those. But it was all really hands-on, wasn't it?
Was. Very much so. Very much so, yeah.
Would you go back to it again?
I would go back to it in the morning. I'd do figures till they come out in my ears. Now I would. Yeah. I'd go back to doing it in the morning. I loved every minute of it.
Yeah. And calculating all those times for, you know.
Yeah. Now, in fairness, though, the computers took a bit of that satisfaction away. Yeah. They did, because you were just writing in the codes.
Did you ever go onto a computer?
No. There were some people taken from our office, all right, but yeah. I wasn't one of them. I think the women were kind of, the men were gone.
And you liked it? Yes.
Yeah.
She was still good at the figure.
No. They didn't see a future. They knew you would be leaving.
Oh.
So you didn't. Yeah, those times, yeah.